Recorded Books and RB Digital present On a Coastal Breeze by Suzanne Woods Fisher. Narrated by Stephanie Cozart. Chapter 1. Just before Maddie unlocked the door to her office, she straightened the name plaque on the wall. Madison Grayson, Marriage and Family Therapist. Her career was finally underway. Today was the starting day of her first real job, and she actually had clients. An engaged couple who had made an appointment on the very day Captain Ed helped hang her shingle. She opened the door and walked inside, smiling. The space she had rented was in the basement of an old house on First Street, just around the corner from the lunch counter, the hub of Three Sisters Island. Peg Legg owned and ran the diner and advised Maddie not to rent space right on Main Street.
"You won't get any customers if they think folks see them coming and going from the shrink's office."
Maddie bristled at being called a shrink, and her clients were not customers, but she was grateful for Peg's local savvy. The ways of locals were still new to her, despite living on the island this past year. She doubted she'd ever truly understand them, but she hoped she could shed light on the problems in their lives. Problems she understood. She flipped on the light and smiled. On her desk was a bouquet of a dozen red roses, her favorite, and a little card. "Good luck today. Love, Cam and Cooper, Blaine, and Dad." This was Dad's doing. He was over the moon pleased that she'd completed the hours required to be fully licensed. He really needn't have worried about her. Maddie finished what she started, even if it took a little longer than expected. Blaine was the daughter he should save his worry for. She opened a casement window to let in fresh air, for the May morning was unseasonably warm. Her gaze swept the room, looking for any pillow that needed puffing or wall frames of her diplomas that were slightly askew, but she couldn't see anything to improve. In fact, it couldn't be more perfect. It wasn't large, but she didn't need much space, just privacy. Cam had helped her decorate the basement and turn it into a professional office. For once, her older sister hadn't overridden Maddie's preferences. Instead of the couch and desk that Cam had picked out, as well as an accent wall of a boldly patterned wallpaper, she deferred to Maddie's choices. Comfortable, upholstered, swiveling armchairs instead of a couch. A palette of subdued colors for paint and fabrics. Cool tones with warm pops that invited one to relax, to linger. Not too feminine, not too masculine. Against the back wall was a tiny service kitchen with an expensive coffee machine that made single coffees. Customized coffee. Maddie wanted everything here to tell a client she respected their individuality. She heard the stomping sounds of someone up above, someone on the portly side, and assumed they belonged to Tilly, the church secretary, who took her volunteer job very seriously. The spacious house had been rented to the tiny little church on Three Sisters Island, a small fellowship that had finally found a pastor who was willing to move to an island on the edge of the world for a pittance of a salary. The house would serve as his living quarters, plus his office, and it was near the building they could use on Sunday mornings, a huge upgrade from meeting in the Bagot and Taggot shop down the street. It was hard to sing worship songs about creation when a moose head on the wall was staring down at you, accusingly. She tried to remember what Seth had said when he recruited the new pastor. Richard, something or other. She squeezed her eyes shut. He was freshly out of the military. He loved Jesus and extreme sports, in that order. Oh, and he had tattoos. That's all she could remember. She'd been so distracted with starting her practice that she hadn't paid much attention. She had a lot of faith in Seth Walker's judgment. He had started the little church a few years ago when he became the island school teacher, so he knew what kind of a pastor would best fit the role. Maddie took out a blank notepad and a periwinkle.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?